everyone, and welcome to an all new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast. We are back.
What up? What up?
I'm Kirsten.
This is Deja.
Are you on?
I am on.
Okay. I'm just making sure the sound is right. You're good.
Stay ready. You ain't got to get ready. You heard me?
Alrighty then. Anywho, Deja, how has your week been?
My week has been good. It's felt a little long. Yeah, it's same old, nothing really new going on, but definitely been a long week. How about yours?
For the most part, it's been pretty chill. My week was kind of slow up until yesterday and today. Mm-hmm. I don't know, people just act crazy on Thursdays and Fridays at my job. Mm-hmm. But overall, it's been pretty chill. Again, I don't really have much to complain about, you know.
I'm just waiting for the next couple of weeks. Like, I'm waiting for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
My little getaway. I'll tell you off air.
Oh, okay. Alrighty.
I'm just waiting for a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm planning to be off quite a bit in the next few weeks. Like, as you know, my family will be here in mm-hmm. 12 days. Lord, help me.
Oh, Lord. Counting down.
Because my mama was like, how many days left? So I had to go on the calendar like, 1, 2.
On the 12th day of Christmas. Right.
My birthday is next week. Everyone has been, so what do you want for your birthday? I don't know. Money. That's my always answer. Will you give me some money? I could always use some money.
Money, moolah, Benji's, Franklin's,
all of it. Okay.
What was the? You remember the song? Bitch, you guessed it.
Yes.
Didn't he have something? He was like, "All I know is that money." No, maybe that's a different song.
I don't remember.
Something like money. I'll keep thinking.
Okay. my birthday is next week.
Yes.
Next Friday.
If any of y'all were wondering, if
have Kirsten, I told her anything? I haven't.
Nope.
Yeah. So.
And at this point. A bitch might book up, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, here. How about this? Oh, my birthday is on a Friday. Look, this is the thing. My birthday is on a Friday. We can just go to, like, a dinner. A nice dinner. I'll have to figure out where.
I was going
to
say, and where would that be?
That's the only issue. I got to figure out where because, you know, shit's tight now with the whole, I feel like things are going to shut down again. So let me look tonight when I get home.
Okay. I'll text you.
Yeah, I'll text y'all.
All right. Ain't nothing shutting down in Georgia.
That's
Brian
true.
Kemp probably has no idea what's going on in the coronavirus. He's so obsessed right now
with the election.
Exactly.
That's true. But yeah, so birthday and then Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. My family will be here for a week. I'm off starting Thanksgiving Day until December 3rd.
Okay.
The entire time they're here, I'm off. Mm-hmm. And then I'm off the week of Christmas. And then I'll be off for New Year's and all that good shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be back at work on, like, the 4th. So, this is, like, the easiest time of year just because it's, like, I'm not really working too much, you know?
Man.
Oh, no, I'm going to work. It's going to get busy for me in the next week.
I wish I could say the same. I mean, I'm off Christmas Eve through the 4th. I work mm-hmm. the 4th of January, off the 5th to work the polls.
Okay.
Go back on the 6th. Me and Terry just decided we're going to Phoenix.
What?
MLK.
Today. Why Phoenix?
We're going to have a spa vacay.
Oh, okay.
It came up randomly a couple weeks ago. I was like, this is the perfect time. I've always wanted to go to Phoenix. I've never been. And it's the perfect time because they're known for resorts mm-hmm. and you doing spa treatments mm-hmm. and wellness mm-hmm. kind of stuff. And so I was like, we should plan a trip to Phoenix to just do a relaxing vacation.
Only
so,
you and Terry.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you're going, did you buy your tickets yet?
We booked the hotel. I got to buy the ticket. I'm waiting to see if I can clear that shit. This pay period, I may have to wait until the next pay period mm-hmm. to pay that. You know what? Because that plane ticket is about the same price as my car note that I don't have anymore.
Look at you. Sheena paid her car off.
Yes.
That's the best. When you pay off some shit, a big ass expense.
Oh, rocks.
Yes. I know that feeling.
But yeah, nonetheless, that's kind of my schedule. So I'm I'm tired though. This week has me like, am I going to make it?
Yeah. I know that feeling. Yeah. My week has been pretty chill for the most part. I really haven't had too much stress other than today, my little mini stress that I really only just did to myself. Mm-hmm. I did it to myself. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you know, life is good. Shall we get into some hot topics?
Hot topics.
If I'm being honest, not much has gone on in the world.
Does Kirsten not tell y'all that every
week? No, I do not tell them that every week. I don't. As of late, there have been some big things and some little things, but the last 2 weeks have been pretty much the election.
We always get to this segment and Kirsten goes, should we get into some hot topics? And then I sing to you guys. And then she says, there's not really much going on.
Anywho, all right. So the last time we were here, y'all, we were here last Friday. We were like, oh, they haven't announced a winner yet. Yada, yada, yada. And then the next day, a little before noon on Saturday.
By the time y'all heard the episode.
It had changed. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden were the projected winners of the 2020 election. It happened at like 11:30. I was at home. Right. I was at home. My phone rang. My mom was like, we got a new president. I was like, huh? We got a new president. I was like, really? So I turned on the TV and then I saw the mass parties that took place in the streets for the rest of the day.
Yeah, it was not popping like that over in Cobb.
No. But in Midtown, on 10th Street.
Oh, really?
Girl.
What took you down to Midtown?
No, I saw it on the news.
Oh.
Like, it's they announced gotcha. It, and within, like, minutes, it was, like, parties pow, pow. In the streets. Like, they were on 10th Street. They partied in front of the White House. All you heard was, you about to lose your job.
Yes, I saw that.
There was a lot of that. That poor girl, she really should have copyright. She really should have copywrote that. And then where else did I see them partying at? Philly, they partied.
Yeah, I saw Philly.
I want to say they partied in California, too, somewhere. But, yeah, it was just mass celebrations.
It was.
And the news pretty much compared it to when you have those third world countries or just other countries or in the Middle East or wherever that overthrow their dictator.
Oh, wow.
They were like, you don't see this shit.
I don't remember. I mean, when Barack was elected,
they didn't party in the streets like this, I don't think.
I don't think people were partying in the streets, no. I remember, like, people were really excited. Yeah. I do remember here in Atlanta, you literally could roll down your windows almost at any point and hear, Jeezy, my president is yes. black. Yeah. Like, that was the big thing. But, yeah, I don't remember ever in my lifetime people mm-mm. being, like, this celebrating.
Excited. Yeah. People were lit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, it was, like, every, like, I think it was CNN. It was, like, you don't see this unless it's, like, the Super Bowl or a country has overthrown their dictator.
Well, child, while everybody was celebrating, I internally was celebrating. I was out getting my nails done. And mm-hmm. I had, like, a day of lots of errands. Like, I was nails done, like, go get my wax after that. I had to go to Walmart and, like, Publix. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a lot of stuff to do. Mm-hmm. And you know me, how I've been feeling about all this. So yes. I was like, Lord Jesus, I need everybody to act right. What I don't want to be caught in is some wild the white shit. People revolution.
Yeah.
When I've got paper towels and cleaning supplies in my hands and I cannot defend myself.
I can't do shit with this.
Luckily, I thought to myself, well, Deja, you're in the city.
You are.
And then you're going to DeKalb.
Yep.
And then you're going home. Mm-hmm. So there's really no reason for you to come in contact. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, someone that is diagnosed with general anxiety disorder null and voids the logic out and then goes to the fact, well, if the white people were going to attack, they're not going to attack in fucking Forsyth County, Deja. They're going to come into the city and kill you.
Alrighty then.
So I had a mini anxiety attack.
I see that. I see that that's what happened to you.
I had to go to Starbucks and Chick-fil-A.
Just to calm yourself down?
I did. And TJ Maxx.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, Deja. I went shopping. I felt better after that.
Well, that's good. I was at home and then I was like, oh, wow. That's a lot. I was going somewhere and I can't remember where it was. But I knew I was running an errand. So then Marlon called me, and him and his partner that he works with, all I heard was boop, 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 boop.
Is the partner Caribbean too?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, what the hell? I was like, yes, I know. He just called me smiling, even though I always tell Marlon, you excited, but yes, still
can leave.
Right. You can go. I can't go nowhere.
Nope.
Not to stay.
Kirsten, we should get our Canadian citizenship.
Don't you have to renounce your U.S. citizenship?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure you do.
Since when do you have to do that? I know a lot of people with dual citizenships.
Are one of their parents Canadian?
No.
Are you sure? No.
I'm pretty sure you can have dual citizenship.
You can have dual citizenship if somebody else is up, if you, so, one of your parents.
So
are
we can
of
prove
that,
ancestry.
I don't think it works that way. I think it's direct, like your parent. Like if me and Marlon had kids, my kids would have dual citizenship in Guyana.
And if y'all get married, you can get it.
Exactly.
I'm gonna look into this. Okay. Even if it has to be like, you know what country should allow us to be able to claim
Africa.
Maybe not all of them, but everything on the West Coast, like you really should
be able to get a citizenship.
If we can take a DNA test and like you can trace it back to, because you know they don't be knowing where the fuck we're from in Africa. You be paying ancestry.com $50 for them to be like, your ancestry is from Africa.
You'd be like, I knew that much. Damn. Can you get specific?
Uh-oh, update. Your ancestry is from Central Africa. Thank you, ancestry. Thank you.
No, you got to do it. It's an African ancestry test.
Do you know how much that thing is?
How much?
It's like almost $300.
I'm not paying that.
You go to the site and it tells you, Tyler Perry has taken our test. Oprah has taken your test. Yeah, because them niggas got $300.
To blow on some shit like this.
Not only can they take the test, but they can literally travel to the village that you tell them they're from.
Right, right.
I don't have $300. I need y'all to hit them Ancestry.com prices. At least cut the bitch in half. Shit.
Maybe you'll catch them on sale. But yeah, I don't think, you can't be dual citizen unless go ahead, look it up. I don't
you're
know for sure,
right.
But I'm pretty sure
your
parent at least needs to be Canadian.
I'm over here thinking I can become a Canadian as easily as I can get TSA
pre-check. No, that don't work that way.
I mean, I passed the test.
No, ma'am.
How
that's like,
can I?
Where's Tina Turner at again? She moved to Switzerland, right?
I think.
She had to renounce her U.S. citizenship to become a Swiss citizen. And I'm sure she said, take that shit.
Okay, so...
Uh-oh. What does it say?
We may have to move.
Okay.
You have to be a permanent resident, have lived in Canada for three out of the last five years, have filed your taxes, passed the test, and prove your language skills. So we've already got 2 out of 5, right? We just need to live there for a little while.
For 3 years. I need to move to Canada for 3 years.
I mean, does it sound that bad?
It's not that bad, but still.
I haven't been, but I heard Toronto is a bop if once you get past the snow.
I was going to say, it's mad cold in Toronto.
Marlon would love it.
He would not.
Okay, not the cold, but he would love the Caribbean culture.
Oh, well, yes, but Marlon would much rather not be there strictly because of the weather.
All the other Caribbean people probably said the same thing.
He will say he ain't all the other Caribbean people. You have to, if it's not 80, it's cold to Marlon. Trust me. This man, my shit is set to 74 in my house. This man will walk around in a coat and sweatpants talking about he cold.
Oh, man. They don't even let Canadian citizens automatically become a Canadian.
Huh?
If you're a spouse of a Canadian, you must meet the same requirements listed above. No exception.
We don't give a damn. I mean,
Canada said life is too good here. Y'all ain't getting this free health care for nothing.
I mean, it's pretty much the same as the U.S. citizenship process.
Is it?
Yeah. If you want to become a citizen, you have to have lived here for a certain amount of time. You can't spend more than, I think it's a year out of the country. Or is it 2 years? It may be 2 years now. You can't spend more than 2 years outside the country. Like, you got to do a lot. And that shit is not cheap.
Oh, the citizenship tests and stuff, the even application the and all that stuff.
Permanent resident shit ain't cheap. Like, it's that shit not. Is expensive.
Man, okay.
Girl, mm-mm. I thought it would
don't
be
commit
easier.
Any crimes, Kirsten. You'll rule us out.
Well, yeah, I know that. Okay. You can't do no dumb shit.
All right, well, when you're ready to act on this, I am.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
You want to join Harry and Meghan in Canada? Canada. Harry and Meghan.
Oh, I was like.
The Duke and Duchess
girl,
of
that
Sussex.
Sounded like one name to me, and I thought you said something like Canary Meghan or something. It was weird, and I was like, what?
Who?
Huh?
No.
Don't they live in L.A. now?
I think they go between L.A., Canada, and the U.K.
And I'm pretty what was sure. the Canadian? Oh, because she filmed Suits out there.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anywho, the election has happened, y'all. Sorry, that was a tangent.
I feel like that was an educational tangent. Who else hadn't thought about it? I mean, now you know.
Anyway, so the election happened on Saturday, got projected, yada, yada, yada. Trump was on the golf course when this happened. He didn't say shit. And then he got back to the White House and he just started going off on Twitter.
Trump said, if y'all don't want me, I'm not about to work.
Okay, because that man
no more.
Has quit being president.
Fuck
he
Corona.
Don't do shit.
Fuck anything
all
going
he does
in the world.
Is sit at home. Sit in his Oval Office.
That is home.
True. Sit in the Oval Office watching Fox News and tweeting a bunch of lies.
Pretty much.
That's it. And then
calling Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue and saying, if you guys have my back.
Essentially.
You'll make all those people. First of all, can we switch gears?
Sure.
Can we talk about Georgia?
Mm-hmm. We can. Let's talk about good old Fulton County, Cobb County, the Secretary of State that said y'all tried it.
Lord. He's back to his normal self. So.
Oh, is he?
Girl, let me tell you. So all Trump is doing is calling Kelly Loeffler, David Perdue, and basically telling them that they need to do whatever they can to make Georgia recount these votes, right? Yeah. So Kelly Loeffler, David Perdue, pin this letter to David, Brad, I think his name is, Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, and who is a Trump supporter, Republican. And they basically tell him that, like, there was fraud. The whole Trump argument. There was fraud and he needs to resign. Yeah, he did. They called for his resignation.
Mm-hmm.
He responds back.
That shit was funny.
That shit was disrespectful as fuck to all of us. And he was sleek dissing niggas. Okay, y'all.
It was a lot.
The synopsis of his response was, we've tried to disenfranchise these niggas.
It didn't work.
It didn't work. I'm doing my job the legal way. So I'm going to need y'all to shut the fuck up and work towards getting back to disenfranchising these niggas. Basically, is what he said. I was like, this bullshit ass letter.
That man said, it made me laugh at the beginning. He's like, first of all, I'm not quitting. That's one.
Yeah.
And then number two, I tried to make it hard for folk
to vote.
And it didn't work. So right. This is where we are. Sorry. Ain't shit I can do. I'm not going to jail.
Right. How about y'all? Focus on your election.
Essentially.
And I'll focus on counting these ballots.
Yeah.
Oh, how about y'all focus on this election so you can disenfranchise these niggas?
Right. Damn gerrymandering.
Lord Jesus.
You know, good old Georgia. Now, granted, by law, if the margin is less than 0.5% in Georgia, it triggers a recount. That's fine. Yeah. Whatever. Here's the tea, though. It's not going to change.
No. And he doesn't need Georgia to win.
He doesn't. He got Philly.
He
That's
got Pennsylvania,
all that matters.
He got Arizona.
That's all that matters.
It's a wrap.
It's over.
But and if y'all want to pay these niggas to count these ballots,
go
by
for
all
it.
Means.
It's just funny. Like 4 years ago, Trump won 306 to 232. And today he has lost 306
to 232. Mm-hmm.
I'm just happy he's going to be gone on January 20th. Granted, I mean, he's not going to leave easily. The Secret Service will probably have to escort him out.
Shit, may not be the Secret Service the way some of these reporters are talking. It may be the FBI.
True. And in the wake of Trump's just anger, he is firing everybody.
I'm about to lose my job.
All y'all losing.
Do you hear
y'all
the people?
Jobs.
You're losing your job. You're losing your job. You're losing your job. I'm not going
fired
anywhere.
Fired a lot of people.
Kirsten,
sorry, y'all.
Kirsten.
I'm so sorry.
Lord Jesus.
That came out of nowhere. Anyway.
Oh, eat the bathroom.
I know. He has fired a lot of people. And essentially what that means is, you know, this is where we are. This is where we are. And now, granted, one Republican, although he's still very much a Trump supporter and still very much will not acknowledge that Joe Biden won, he came out and was like, you know, Joe Biden needs the security briefings because based on the data from 9/11, right before that was an election between Gore and Bush, and there was a 37-day gap of Bush not getting security briefings.
Because of the Florida?
Right, gotcha. which they said led to the 9/11 attacks or some shit. Like, I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs, but that's the gist. So the Republican was like, if he doesn't start getting the intelligence briefings by Friday, I'm going to intervene. Whether he does it or not, we'll see. But that's where we are, y'all.
It's a new day.
Essentially, Kamala Harris has made history. There will probably be a stroll show at the inauguration. I fully am prepared for it. I'll be watching on my television screens.
Somebody reposted something on Facebook or Twitter, and it said Howard's homecoming has been rescheduled for the inauguration date.
Essentially. All of Howard will be at this inauguration.
The yard is now
the
Pennsylvania
mall.
Avenue.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you call it, the mall?
The National Mall.
The National Mall. I thought the National Mall was where the monuments are. No.
No, well, that's where the inauguration is.
You're right.
They don't have the inauguration at the White
God,
House.
No, I forgot. Damn. I didn't watch the last. I did watch the last one, actually.
I didn't watch it.
Girl. No, I didn't. I'm thinking
I
of.
I definitely did not watch it. I
watched
Obama.
Yeah, I did watch the last one. I cried. Like a baby.
You cried?
Girl, I was in the office. I had to remove myself because coworkers were looking at me like, they were like, are you okay? Girl, when Obama walked away, I lost
you
it.
Bald.
And I'm not even like talking about like little tears. I was crying. I
ma'am.
Was like, they were like, are you okay? I was like, y'all just don't know like what it meant to see like, I never thought, even as a kid, I didn't think I'd see anybody
about
black
president.
In the White House.
Yeah.
And these people were perfect. Like, these people were the epitome of being amazing people despite their skin color. But they did that.
They did
the damn
with
thing.
With swag.
And they did it with swag, and they did it with hate the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
The whole way. Yep. And I just can't believe that the time has come and gone. It was such a beautiful 8 years. Girl, I was crying.
Oh.
Crying. I had to go to the bathroom.
Well, I'm probably going to be laughing at the inauguration because Trump ass is not staying. Y'all know he is not going to stay for that inauguration.
I was going to say, I wonder if he...
They going to put his ass
though.
On Air Force One and fly his ass to Mar-a-Lago where the FBI or whoever will be waiting to arrest his ass.
Good. Go back to Florida where you with your voters.
I swear, because, ooh, child. Y'all, it's been a shit show. Every now and then for pure entertainment, I will look at his Twitter page just to watch Twitter give him all these damn...
Alerts.
This is false. This is false. This is a lie. This is a lie. That shit is funny. Twitter be letting his
lies.
Ass have it.
That's what they should just start. The alert
lies,
should be
Candy's
Candy. Meme.
The lies. Y'all, it's so funny.
We are in for a funty ride.
We got, what, 67 days left before January 20th, 2021? Oh, which reminds me. I'll tell you off air. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting time. I look forward to it. I look forward to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris being sworn in. Do I think Joe Biden will probably run for 8 years? Will do it again? Probably not. I think he'll do what he
can
to do.
No, I don't think he plans to.
I don't think so. But I think for him, it was like, I have to do this now to at least get him out.
Yeah.
That gives the Democrats enough time to get their shit together. Oh, which leads me into my next topic, but hold on.
Okay.
Which gives the Democrats enough time to get their shit together, get their voters, figure out what their shit is going to be, like their standing point is going to be. Mm-hmm. So when 4 years from now, if Trump is not in jail and he tries to rerun,
right.
he doesn't have a chance.
Exactly.
So Joe Biden came out here and did what he had to do.
His supporters will be ready.
They will. But that leads me into my next point about these damn Democrats. It has leaked about
these damn Democrats.
Because the House, the Democrats still have a majority in the House, but it's not nearly as big as it was.
Yes.
So good old Democrats had a good old conference call. And one of these Democrats from a I think she was a Trump district, but she still won barely, she said. She got on there on this conference call and blamed progressive Democrats for their losses and was like, it's the reason Black Lives Matter and defunding the police are reasons why we lost our seats. And good old AOC was like, skirt, not true. That's because y'all don't know how to campaign and y'all don't know what the fuck y'all are doing.
Lord Jesus.
And how you gonna blame us when Black Lives Matter is the whole reason Biden won?
Okay.
And
Black people, you have my back.
Right.
You've always had my back.
The Africa. African American community had my back.
He was anxious to get that
he
out.
He sure was. He was ready, honey. He was ready. So yeah, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez basically came out and was like, you know, you can't blame progressives because you don't know how to run in a Trump district. You can't blame us for that. Black Lives Matter is the entire reason why Joe Biden is in the White House. Let's be very clear about that. Defunding the police doesn't really mean defund the police. It's really about reform.
Exactly.
So y'all just need to change your wording. Exactly. That's it. It's not about, like, getting rid of police. It's taking some of these bloated-ass budgets, in the words of Barry Diller, these bloated-ass budgets, and putting them back into the community. Who was it? NYPD has a $6 billion budget.
Yep.
For what?
Yep.
For what? Y'all don't do shit?
To mistreat people.
Take some of that shit and
put
it elsewhere.
To stop and frisk niggas on the street.
Essentially. So yeah, that's kind of what's going on in the good old Democratic Party right now. It'll be interesting to see how they, you know, get shit together. But yes, alas, Georgia has to do it again.
Get out and vote, listeners. Hey.
Georgia has to do
vote.
It again. The runoff starts on the 14th of December.
I love
early voting starts on the 14th.
I love Warnock's ads.
That shit is so funny. It came on twice last night about him and them puppies.
Yes. Warnock hates puppies. Warnock once stepped on a crack.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's like, funny.
Guys, get ready. Kelly Loeffler's about to throw a bunch of hate ads at me. Mm-hmm. Don't believe him.
Yep.
Like, I got your
who
back.
Was it? Andrew Yang said he was moving to Georgia to help.
Yeah, that's interesting. I bet you he moves to Swanee.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. I went to Swanee one time and was like, oh my God.
Me
how? Right. I was like, who knew?
Konnichiwa.
Who knew?
I don't know how to say hi in South in Korean, but.
Y'all. I was like, who knew?
I knew.
They
were sick of Duluth. They said, y'all have infiltrated.
Yep, and moved.
We are moving north.
Yeah, and that shit is not close. Woo, child, I hate you going out to Swanee.
It's not too bad.
Maybe it was at the time I went. I went at like 4.
Oh, so God, yeah, the traffic. The traffic if you're in traffic, that whole 85 full. Stretch, which that traffic goes way past Swanee, child.
It's
that traffic
awful.
Goes damn near out to Braselton these
My
days.
My God.
When that county's so damn populated, it don't make no sense.
I ain't moving out there.
Child.
I'm not. Me and Marlon going to have to look next year. But
child.
I know
but
for
the,
damn
they
sure
have some nice
there.
Homes at a
they
decent
do.
Price out there.
They do.
And really good school districts.
Hell yeah. But I just don't want to be all the way out there.
I feel you, sis.
Ain't nobody got time to be making that drive.
I feel Jeez. You, sis.
Oof, child.
I feel you.
Yeah, I may do my own little series on me and Marlon's home buying situation.
Uh-oh.
A whole series.
Uh-oh.
We'll see.
Well, before we move on, can we just take a moment and just pay homage to one of the most exciting things about everything we're talking about? First
Kamala Harris.
Black woman. First woman.
First a lot. She was a lot of firsts. First
in a
woman,
vice presidential role.
First black woman, first Asian woman,
first Indian
HBCU
woman.
Grad.
Yep.
Neither one of them have Ivy League degrees.
Nope. Yeah.
But yeah, wow. A lot of firsts. You and know shout what, out sis? To Van Jones for not knowing the difference between Beyonce and Mary J. Blige.
Y'all, he was clearly give that man a damn break.
Fuck
he
that
had
shit.
Just finished crying.
Fuck that shit.
He was
no.
crying.
There's
he
no
was
way
emotional.
In hell. No,
he
fuck that.
Forgot.
No, there's
he got it
no mixed. Way in hell Van I would Jones. Mix up Mary J. Blige and Beyonce.
He was emotional. Shit. He does enough for the culture. We're going to let it slide. Y'all let
Who
that man.
Let it slide? Because the culture let his ass have it.
Y'all, give that man
they
a break.
Let, he got donkey of the day. they let Van Jones' ass have it. I
hate
it.
Y'all. Why no, are y'all so hard? Are, that's why black people, why are we so hard on each other?
You know why they hard on Van Jones? Because Van Jones is one of those guys. I have no issues with Van Jones.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I read after his Mary J. Blige Beyonce mix-up, uh-oh. It was... People didn't like the fact that he cried after Joe Biden got announced because it was like, you the same person that was taking pictures with this man in the Oval Office.
What man?
Trump.
Oh.
You was right over his shoulder taking pictures in the Oval Office and shit. So, no, we don't.
Well, Van, I tried.
We don't have shit to say to you. Now, I granted, tried. He was working on prison reform. So, it's like.
Oh, is this like when Kim Kardashian
Kim
went?
And Kim were working together.
Gotcha.
But, and then it was like, oh, well, he'll give Trump his credit. I forgot what he said, but there was one time on CNN when he was like, he was presidential tonight. He was this, he was that. And everybody was like, skirt. No, we don't give compliments over there.
Well, Van, I tried.
And then he got on CNN and boo-hooed.
I was like, damn.
I said, like, he is.
Yeah. That was me.
Yeah.
In my office. The day of Donald Trump's inauguration. Literally, that was me.
Yo, it was wild. And then it's just was funny. And what made me laugh even harder, because mm-hmm. he's the only black person on that panel.
Right.
They go to break, he comes back, they're talking, they're like, Van, what do you think? Van
Wait, was Abby like, wasn't there that night? I wasn't watching
Abby was,
CNN. I was
Van
watching
Van sat
ABC.
With Anderson Cooper. Abby was Jake Tapper.
Oh, Jake Tapper, okay.
Mm-hmm, who was with Wolf. Like him and Wolf were on the
same
I
don't watch
thing.
CNN. I'm an ABC News junkie.
I really only watch CNN for Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon. Because Don Lemon's evolution
has come a long way. He's
wow.
come a long way since
he's
being in Ferguson talking about there is
marijuana
in
the
air.
It has been quite the evolution of Don Lemon. I've enjoyed it, truly.
I was
but
mad
yeah.
at Don.
So they come back from break. And Van Jones was like, oh, yeah, by the way, y'all, that was Mary J. Blige, not Beyonce. All the white people said, ooh, Van, that is not good. Anderson Cooper said, how did you mix that up?
What would have been funny is if they all turned to him and were like,
we know. But we love you, so we just didn't want to correct you.
We knew.
Yo, Van. That shit, they all said, ooh, Van, that's not, ooh.
No.
Van was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
they was
you
like,
fucked that up.
Yeah, that's not okay,
because,
bro.
Like, how?
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 Exactly. That's all you can ask is, how, sir?
The song was so good, too. But yes,
it was.
Shout out to you, Kamala. And you know, all your soror has been talking about, because we are the first.
Oh my God.
And the finest. I'm letting y'all bask in y'all's time. But let's remember there would be no Kamala if there was no Shirley.
I can't.
All right. So
I can't.
Yeah.
We want to say rest in peace to Alex Trebek.
Yes.
He passed, the beloved Jeopardy host passed a few days ago. It hadn't mm-hmm. been long. At 80 years old, to pancreatic cancer, which is one of the most deadly cancers anybody can get. He worked up until a week and a half before he died, they said.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm pretty sure he probably like has a message in his last episode, because he
I
said
think he already aired.
No, it's airing up until December.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he pre-taped a lot of episodes before
gotcha.
He died.
Gotcha.
They did. He did say when he was ready to go, he would say like a little message last 30 mm-hmm. seconds. So I think he says something.
Alex.
We won't know until December.
Love us some Alex Trebek. Did you hear that some people have been petitioning for the Reading Rainbow guy to be considered? LeVar
Burton?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I have heard that.
For mm-hmm. the host. But I'd be fine if Jeopardy took a little time off, you know, just let it breathe and came back with a new host sometime
Jeopardy said it would be a while. They were like, we have no intentions of replacing anybody right now. Like, we're just going to let it be. All right, let me see. Yes, an icon.
Let's also pause and give a moment to the many rappers that passed this week, of which none that I knew.
Wildness.
But I've heard from many people that they said that they think I would like King Von.
Okay.
So I'm going to listen. They was like, you know you ratchet, Deja.
You are. I'm just saying.
Okay. King Von. I guess it was Mo.
Mo
3? Yes. Is it Mo 3 or just Mo in the...
I don't know.
Sorry, Mo. And then was there someone else?
I thought that we were the only two.
Okay.
I think, but again.
It made me feel a little old. Okay. I thought I was on it. I thought that I was really on it with the kids these days, knowing, you know, who's popping and not. Apparently not. So I do need to sit down and listen to some of their music, but wishing a peaceful rest to those gentlemen and peace to their families and fans and friends.
Yes.
Yes.
Also, we've got, where did it go?
Did you know who they were?
I knew who King Von was a little bit, but I don't know who Mo 3 was.
Okay.
I didn't know them.
Why you didn't tell me about King Von?
I've never listened to his music. I've just heard about him before. I've never listened to his music.
You're the young friend.
Here we go with this shit. I'm not doing this with y'all. Anyway, moving on. Pharrell Williams has launched his own skincare line, finally, called Human Race.
I don't want that shit.
Oh, okay.
Y'all, skincare is not the reason Pharrell looks like that. Why? Genetics is the reason.
Genetics and skincare.
Genetics is the reason Pharrell looks like that. Let's be very clear. This man had
three babies at the same time. Three babies would make you age real fast.
Not unless it's just in your nature. No. Genetics.
Okay.
Genetics.
But he also has a dermatologist, so we'll see.
Of course. Of course. But y'all buy that. Y'all buy it and you let me know how it goes.
I won't be buying it.
Is it just for men?
Doesn't say. Okay. Hold on.
I don't know.
Oh, Pharrell is 47, y'all.
Damn.
Yeah. What else is going on? Megan Thee Stallion is releasing an album on my birthday, but that was for the work playlist, huh? Oh, well.
I mean, there's really nothing to play yet. All we know is that it's coming. It's called Good News.
Yep.
She looks good as fuck on the cover.
This is the next best thing. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. I was just saying she looks good as fuck on the cover.
She does. Okay. Per usual.
I'm so excited for this. I feel like it's going to be, and I'm guessing whatchamacallit, it's going to be on there. Don't Stop. So that was a bomb ass lead single. Mm-hmm. I love that song. So that's a good indication that this album is about to be a biz op. Okay. Go ahead, Kirsten. What were you about to say?
Eva Longoria.
Oh, Lord. I hit a Twitter. I've had some Twitter moments these past couple of weeks. Okay.
Okay.
You tell them what happened.
Okay.
And I got some reactions. I got like a few. All right.
So here's the thing. Eva Longoria did an interview on MSNBC. It was MSNBC. Yes. With the guy that's always quoting rap lyrics. I can't think of his
name. I don't watch MSNBC.
But he's really good about using some rap lyrics to make a point. It's actually quite good.
I'm done.
But anywho, they were talking about the election and the amount of women that came out, in particular, black women, right? Over 93% of black women voted for Joe Biden, which, you know, black women save you, dumbass hoes, yet again. But not only did he get a lot of black women, he got quite a few in, was it Nevada or Arizona? Latinas.
I think Arizona showed up and showed the
fuck
out.
He got a lot of the Latina vote in Arizona, right? Mm-hmm. So he's talking, the interviewer guy's talking to Eva Longoria. And Eva Longoria's like, yeah, black women, you know, they really came out. They did it, blah, blah, blah. But the real heroines of this situation were the Latinas. Right? So she goes into this big thing about, oh, Latinas did this, they're the CEO of the household, they're this, they're that, blah, 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 blah. Needless to say, MSNBC only posted this clip because they knew they was going to let her ass have it, right? So the clip hits the internet, goes viral, poof, right? Next thing you know, every black woman on Twitter
got that ass.
Got her all the way together.
All the way together.
She very quickly released a press release via Twitter and said, you know, I can totally see how my comments can come off as saying black women, I'm one-upping black women by saying Latinas are the reason why we won. That's not true. Black women are always and are always going to be the backbone of this democracy. I was really comparing Latino women to Latino men, because Latino men overwhelmingly voted for Trump. So yeah, that's what happened. And most black women was like, psh,
well, sure. I tweeted her, not her, but I replied to like tweets, okay, saying basically she's Latinas voted for Biden 3-1, bitch. And we voted for him, what, 9-1? Something crazy.
It was crazy.
But you're the real heroine?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to chill. In her apology, I will say that she was like,
she was very sincere.
She was very sincere, and mm-hmm. she brought up the fact that, like, you know, this is something that happens to black women often, where it is we literally just stop or disregard what they do and try to just, you know, not give it its due credit. And yep. I apologize for contributing to that. So I'm giving you the slide, Eva, but I was hot.
Mm-hmm.
It pissed me off because I'm sick of this shit.
It pissed a lot of people off.
I had flashbacks.
Flashbacks of what?
You know, our old work environment and the micromanagement and you know, fake women empowerment, because at the end of the day, you only mean white looking women empowerment,
you know?
So, but thanks for bringing that up. That was a good topic this week, Kirsten.
Mm-hmm.
She pissed me off, but I let it go. Eva, we good now. Did you watch The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City?
It's on my list to watch tonight. I haven't watched it. I've got a couple things I need to watch. I'm upset because Marlon went home again because he said he still can't sleep.
Were you snoring?
Apparently. So my humidifier is not working and it's driving me nuts.
Mm.
But we're watching The Mandalorian together.
Oh.
You don't like The Mandalorian?
I've never seen anything Star Wars in my life.
Honestly, I'm not a Star Wars person, but The Mandalorian is actually really good.
Really?
It's hilarious. It's really good.
Okay.
Baby Yoda is adorable. He's so cute.
Y'all, that's going to be my baby's first Halloween costume.
Baby Yoda?
Yes.
I could make beans of Baby Yoda.
It literally made my stomach turn in the best possible way. It was so cute. Like,
you basically started ovulating.
Oh my goodness. Aww. I was like, and it was a black baby too. I was like, oh my God, this is the cutest thing ever.
The Mandalorian is actually really good. And it's a quick watch. Me and Marla sat and watched the first season in a night. Like it was that good. So you would enjoy it. I think it's funny. Baby Yoda's in it, which makes it even cuter.
Matter of fact, can your mother make the baby? Can she crochet?
You know, that's funny that you said that. She pulled up a baby Yoda thing to crochet. Just ask her. When you have a baby, ask her.
No, I won't. Tell her to go ahead and start now.
What? Why?
I mean, because then it'll be here on time.
On time for what? Are you pregnant?
No.
Is this a baby announcement?
No.
So what are you talking about?
It'll be actually early. I'll just have it. It'll be ready. I don't have to worry about it.
Okay. Sorry.
Jeez.
Sorry. My bad. Anywho.
Be like, not until I get my picture.
Essentially, because you still owe her a picture. And she'll be here in 12 days. So she'll be asking for her picture.
Good. Then she'll be able to ask me in a place where I can actually take the picture. Damn.
Yeah, so I'm going to watch that tonight. I'll probably have to wait to watch The Mandalorian. But yeah, I'll watch The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Well, I'll give my review.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, 4.5 stars, bitches, out of 5. That shit was, I think it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited that it's got a diverse cast.
That's good.
We've got a black lady that's a hot ass mess.
Oh,
she
God.
Has taken the throne as of her first episode of Worst Dressed Housewife.
Oh.
She snatched it from Giselle's hands.
That
lucky.
Easily? Okay.
That easily. That easily. We also have a, I don't know what the proper term is. She's from Hawaii.
Okay.
So, but she also says she has Tongan roots. Tonga.
Okay.
Remember the Tonga man from the last Olympics?
Yeah.
Yeah. She got those roots.
Okay.
As well as Chinese roots, but she's married to a black man, and her name is Jen, and so far Jen is my favorite of the series.
And this is a black woman.
So she's not black. She's Hawaiian,
okay.
Tongan, and Chinese, but she's married to a black man.
Okay.
In her intro, she's saying how, you know, she's explaining what she is. And she says, but in Salt Lake City, nobody knows what the fuck any of those are. I don't think she said the fuck, but she had that attitude. She's like, nobody knows what they are. So I'm just black. Like, no, that's the black lady. That's Mary. Mary okay. is black.
Mary is black. Jen is not. Got it. Okay.
Mary is married to her step-grandfather.
I'm sorry, what?
Exactly. Exactly, sis. Tune in.
Oh, my God. Tune the fuck in. What?
Mary said when her grandmother was on her deathbed, she made them promise that he would remarry someone in the family, ideally one of her girls. So, yes, Mary is married to her step-grandfather.
That's nasty.
Child, the tweets were on point. Jen Shaw, my favorite of the series, actually retweeted me, okay, as I tweeted about Mary. Let me show you this picture. Mary.
What the hell is this?
I don't know. That's the she's Mary. The new worst dressed housewife.
That's because she married to her step granddaddy.
Chow. So look at this outfit, right? She went to this party dressed
in this.
What
is that?
I don't know. But she was bragging all episode about the designer. The designer. I'm a designer fiend. I like designer. I said, Giselle better thank her stars. Mary has arrived to claim the throne of the worst dressed housewife. God. What the hell is this outfit? Okay. Jen, I think she just got a Twitter, and her Twitter fingers are turning into trigger fingers. I'm here for it. Somebody said, imagine you're in the fight with your husband and he yells, I didn't have to deal with this shit with your granny.
Oh my gosh.
So yes, Jen and Mary are going to be the two that we're most interested in. However, they've got another housewife that was, what's it called? Kicked out. I can't think of the right term, but she was kicked out of the Mormon church because... her and her now husband of I don't know, I think like 5 or 7 years or something like that, they both got together when they both were married, and they have an 18-year age gap.
Okay, wait.
It's a lot.
Okay, hold up.
Her name's Whitney. She's cute.
Okay.
So Whitney is 18 years younger than her husband, right? Okay. This is her second husband because... she started messing around with her now husband when she was married, and he also was married. They worked together. She said it was hot and steamy.
Okay.
And then they got kicked out the Mormon church because they was cheating.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So that's Whitney. Then you got some other boring women. No, I'm sorry. Heather. Heather's not too boring. Heather's out of control, right?
Okay.
So Heather's this, like, one that's getting on and bragging about how her ancestry is like rooted deep in the Mormon church. And basically she's like, she basically is like, you know, my ancestors were, what's the name of the school? The Mormon school, Brigham Young. Like I'm related to fucking Brigham Young or something like that. I don't know. But the highlight was Heather basically being like, to be a good Mormon, you can't smoke, you can't drink, you can't have sex before marriage. And she starts talking about other things, and it comes out that basically to be a good Mormon, you also need to be racist, okay? Because she says something along the lines of like, yeah, now that I'm really not like a heavy practicing Mormon, like I want to date like black men or something like that. Like you can't be with black. Girl, it became really clear in multiple comments by multiple housewives that the Mormons don't fuck with the niggas, okay?
Okay.
So that's another thing.
Child.
Then you got two boring housewives. Margaret and... that's how boring she is. I don't remember her name.
Okay.
They look like... apparently they're both big in this area or whatever, but it looks like Margaret maybe. I can't remember. One of those are going to have marriage problems, which should be interesting. One of them does have a gay son that took off a semester, and it's clear that he took off a semester so that he could be home to film with his mom because he's fabulous. Like, it's clear that as fabulous. Soon as he found out mom's going to be on real, he was like, I'm coming home.
I'll take a break.
I'll be back.
Oh, Lord.
So that gives y'all a synopsis kind of the kickoff. Y'all watch it. It is funny.
Is it Meredith you were talking about that you can't remember her name?
No, I remember Meredith's names. What the other? Is it Aaron? Eileen?
Lisa?
That's it. Lisa. I couldn't remember her
Lisa
name.
Lisa Barlow.
Yeah.
She's pretty.
Snooze fest. Yeah, they're good-looking women. Mary just looks a hot mess. Her wigs You buying all this designer, bitch, you need to buy a designer wig, because that shit looking like Karen at that damn picnic table in Real Housewives of Potomac when it was talking. Her wig was damn near talking to the audience. It was sitting over here and she couldn't get it fixed. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
She's like, I got it, damn it, I got it.
Oh, child.
But an ode to Karen Huger. Her wig game went from about a 4.5 to about a 9.
Karen says she ain't got time for that shit.
She got that deal with RPG Wigs.
Mm-hmm.
She took it up every notch, bitch. The hair has been laid this season, Karen. We came a long way. After RPG saw that shakeup, they was like, we can help you.
I can.
Woo, let me get out my housewives bag. Oh my gosh. Y'all want more housewives content and commentary, though, follow me on Twitter, because I'd be giving
Deja
it to
them. I saw that the housewives was on because Deja was tweeting.
I was
nonstop.
Ready.
All I saw was, really, Mary, you black and you ain't got a good weave? I said, oh,
come on now.
Lord.
You the only black girl on the show. Yeah, Your hair gotta be right.
Yeah, it does.
But it's, you know, important. What? I'm going to try and give her the benefit of the doubt, because maybe it's a stylist issue.
Probably.
There's probably not an abundance of black. But if she got money like that, bitch, fly to L.A.
Out. Yeah, or fly your stylist out, or tell your stylist to send you shit from L.A.
I know a lot of people that do that in, like, West. When you get to the West, their stylist is in L.A.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well. All right, moving into the work playlist.
Yay, yay. So work playlist this week is really light for me. I have no new music and no new podcasts on my docket. Sorry, guys. But I do. Well, I have a couple new songs. I didn't get through all of them, but I always shout out Cobb County. So K Camp released his deluxe album of Kiss 5. And a lot of people loved Kiss 5. I don't know. Did you ever listen to Kiss 5? Mm-hmm. Kirsten?
Hold on.
So, yeah, I think you would like Kiss 5. Mm-hmm. Take a listen. It came out a while ago. My favorite song on Kiss 5, which is not one of the deluxe songs, but he's got this song with Ari Lennox and Black. Mm-hmm. It's called, what's the name of that damn song? It's a bop. Oh, Black Men Don't Cheat. You haven't heard that song, Kirsten?
By Lil Duval?
No. Who are we talking about, Kirsten?
I'm sorry. I was reading. I'm sorry. I was. Sorry.
Damn.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to play you Black Men Don't Cheat.
Play it.
It's not new. It
Who
was
is this by? Sorry.
K-Camp, nigga.
Got
damn.
Got it. Sorry. I heard, last thing I heard was Kiss 5. Oh, shit. Who is that?
Ari Lennox.
That's the best part.
This beat is so hard. It is hard.
I have heard this now that I hear it.
So, yeah, that was my favorite song from the Kiss 5 original, but he added 6 new tracks to the deluxe version. I've listened to a couple of them, and they're also really good. So if y'all like K-Camp, if you liked Kiss 5, I highly encourage you to take a listen. If you didn't listen to Kiss 5 like Kirsten, I highly encourage you to take a listen in general. Y'all support Cobb County, okay?
Alrighty.
That's all I got. What you got on your work playlist, Kirsten?
Honestly, not much. It's been a light week. Honestly, y'all, I've been listening to a shit ton of podcasts.
Me too, but it's like my normals.
Yeah, I mean, I did start listening to the Bakari Sellers podcast.
I'm not a Bakari Sellers fan.
Honestly, the podcast is kind of cool. It's interesting. He has a lot of good guests. The ones he had with Angela Rye and Andrew Gillum were good.
I heard that.
But I've listened to him, and then I listened to the last one he put out, not the one that from yesterday, the one from Monday, because he does it twice a week.
Oh, my God.
That's exhausting. Just him, so it's probably easy.
I guess. He ain't got nothing else to do?
He's a commentator on CNN. Probably not. But the future of the courts under a Biden administration, talking about like the legal pathways they could do to like level out the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. and like putting justice, because Trump, I think they said he filled like 100 and something court seats with Republicans. Wow. Mm-hmm. And Trump
those
Republicans.
Those are lifetime appointments.
Yeah. So they were like, how is he going to be able to fix that and make it even?
That's scary.
It's going to be hard.
It's even more scary because I've been listening to third season of Serial. I never listened to it, so I went back, and it's all about court watching, and like it takes place in Cleveland. So it talks about like police and court watching in Cleveland. Digs into like kind of Tamir Rice but the importance of judges.
I'm telling you, a good judge.
Digs into that.
I'm telling y'all, a good judge will change your life. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I listened to, hold on, let me find it. I just saw it. Oh, I actually listened to this Pod Save America podcast for once.
I've seen that.
I actually listened to it. It's from four former aides to Obama. Actually pretty good.
I've wondered if I would like that.
It's interesting, like, because they have kind of that insider knowledge of what it's like to be a part of such an a presidential administration, and just listening to how they felt when Biden won, and they were just like, we fucking did it. Thank God. Aww. Like, they were like, y'all have no idea how happy we are. But listening to them talk about that, it's been good. And just their overall insight into campaigns and this whole fraud nonsense, like all of that stuff, because they just have that insider knowledge. It was pretty good.
I know that's really popular.
It's very popular. Yeah. People love it. And then I also listened to, hold on, let me see if I can find the other one. I listened to it, but I don't know if I'm going to like it, so I'm not going to put it out there for y'all.
What?
The 538 Politics podcast.
Never heard of it.
It's not, I don't know. For me, I like a little humor with my politics, you know? I don't like just straight, well, this is what you need. It gets boring.
Oh, how long is it?
They're like 45-minute episodes.
Yeah, that's long. I mean, my start here is 20 to 25
minutes.
Yeah,
I like start here. Yeah. I started listening to that as well.
Brad Milkey.
Yeah, he's good. And let me see if I listen to any new music. Not really.
It hasn't been anything to
not really
come out, really.
Let's see. Oh, 11:11 put out a new song. I need to listen to it.
It's one of those periods where it's like a good opportunity to go listen to people that you may not have like really listened to in depth. Like maybe you know somebody and you're like, I like one song by them. Let me go listen to all their catalog.
Yep.
Because
Raheem Devon is apparently back, y'all.
Yeah.
Well, I'm from Maryland. And that's
I didn't know
from,
he was so. From there.
He's from D.C., but
did not know that.
Good old Raheem Devon. Woo.
Did I tell you I watched Wale's Tiny Desk?
No, you did not.
It was interesting. It was pretty good.
Okay.
You know, he just gets so boring.
Really?
You don't think Wale gets boring?
Depends on what the subject matter is. Truly.
I'm talking about his music, sis.
No, I don't think his music is boring.
Okay. I don't think it's boring, but it gets boring. Like, I can't listen to Wale all day. Like, if
no,
I was on a
I
road trip, I couldn't listen to Wale.
No,
you know
I couldn't
mean?
Do that either.
Like, I
can't
Beyonce
either.
Or somebody.
Beyonce
or
gives
Ty Dolla Sign.
Oh, okay. But Beyonce gives you... Beyonce and Ty Dolla Sign give you mixed tempos a lot. I think the thing with Wale is all of his stuff is very like mellow, and unless you listen to some of his early stuff,
he had some up tempo stuff.
Yeah,
the first
way back
couple
in
of
the
albums.
Day, like what was it? The Poker Face song? Was it with Lady Gaga? Him and Lady Gaga did a song. Poker Face.
He was on that remix.
I could have sworn he was.
I don't remember that. One of my favorite up-tempo Wale songs from back in the day, and it's literally one of my favorite Wale songs. Actually, it never gets old. If it comes on, I'm going to always listen, and that is Clappers. I fucking love
Clappers.
I love Nikki's
verse. That's
what
they used to call booty cheeks in D.C.
Really?
Clappers. She got them Clappers.
Oh, that makes sense then. That's one of my favorite Nicki Minaj verses, too. Man, Nikki, bring back old Nikki.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, come on. I'm Nicki Minaj, Nicki Lewinsky, Nicki Minaj.
Right.
Miss you, sis. Hope all is well with the baby, not the man. Anyways, what are we waiting on?
Sorry, I was just trying. I could have sworn he was on the poker face with Lady Gaga.
I don't remember that, sis. And you know I'm a Lady Gaga fan.
That may be it. Is it called Chillin' instead?
I think you're thinking of something else.
Hold on, y'all. I just got to listen to it for a hot second to make sure I'm not crazy.
They don't want
to
hear this.
They'll be fine.
They don't want to hear this. The hell is that? Sound like the intro to a movie.
That's not it. Never mind. Okay.
I told you.
Well, who is on the poker face on the... Da, 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 da.
I don't remember. Da, da, da. That's first of all, pause. That is a Kid Cudi song.
Oh fuck! Sorry, y'all.
With Kanye West and Common.
Where did Lady Gaga? Lady Gaga.
They sampled Poker Face by Lady Gaga, but the one you're singing is
damn. I knew Wale and Lady Gaga had a song. I just could not remember the.
I don't think Lady Gaga and Wale have a song together.
They do. It's called Chillin'. I was just playing.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
Anywho, sorry y'all.
Sorry, Stephanie.
Clap back. I was trying to think of it. I was like,
can't think of shit right now.
No, I'm sorry. I'm tired. But go ahead.
She's getting tired. Let's roll this on in, guys.
Here we go.
All right. So professional clapback. When I tell you this came to me like a thief in the night today, I had to use it multiple times with multiple people. And I was like, you over there singing Pop Smoke?
Like a thief in the night. R.I.P. Pop Smoke.
R.I.P. Pop Smoke. My professional clapback this week is, quote, if you remember, end quote, okay? Kay. That's the nice way of fucking saying, I told you this already. Yeah. And I'm a little irritated that I have to bring it up again.
True.
Okay? So I had to use this a couple of times today when I, in my job, I basically go through an hour-long call with people to explain a series of project tasks that they have to complete. Mm-hmm. After that call, and I mean, when I say I go thorough, mm-hmm. I tell people to take notes, mm-hmm. even though I follow that up immediately with a very, very robust recap email. Very robust. So when you call me, when a week before all of your tasks are due and you have done one of them, and I send you a reminder just like letting you know what's done, what's not mm-hmm. done. And then you call me like, wait, I'm confused. I don't know how to access any of this. I don't know how
so
to do it
at all. That be me. I've done that. That was me this
and
week.
That, and that's so the, you the didn't professional hear shit way I of just saying said. That is if you remember on the call.
Yeah.
When I went through how to access this, who needs to sign this? Who needs to access this, mm-hmm. et cetera. Mm-hmm. Troubleshooting. I wish y'all could see my face right now.
Yeah.
I had to use that with two people. I will say the one person, he's been on it. It wasn't that he didn't remember everything. It was just one technical thing that was not working for him. Mm. So we had to do some extra stuff. And then he was like, okay, now that we've gotten that taken care of, remind me XYZ. Mm. So, okay, I'm gonna let that slide. But the one that.
Yeah, no.
So y'all use that if you're ever feeling frustrated and you really want to say like, I told you this or were you not listening? Mm-hmm. If you remember,
yeah,
you got to use it with that tone though. You can't be like, bitch, if you remember, if you remember, white woman inflection at the end.
I'm going to have to do that on Monday. I had a call today. I got a call today from someone telling me that they were upset that their claim with us got denied. And the policy is you need to file a claim within 3 days of whatever. Mm. It had been 5 days.
Mm, if you remember, the policy needs to be filed within 3 days, ma'am.
Well, look, he called me yesterday to tell me what happened. And was like, I'm going to file a claim. And he had been talking to me for almost 30 minutes.
Oh, God.
To complain. And I was like, okay. Like, that's all. I said, okay. I just wanted to be off the phone. So then he files it. And the next day I get an email from a little message from Lady in Claims. It's like, he's a little late. I said, oh, okay. Well, then. Let it be done. Mm-hmm. And immediately after she said, they called me again. This is bad business. You guys didn't tell me that I had 3 days. So I'm sitting there listening to him. But in my head, I'm like, I know for a fact I have sent out an email letting all y'all asses know that it's 3 days. Right. Mm. So I didn't say nothing today. I said, I'm going to deal with you on Monday. Right. So I'm like, let me go back in my email. Sure enough, September 9th at 2:13 p.m. I sent y'all a detailed ass email with 5 bullets, letting y'all know how the claims process works.
So I would lead with, Well, did you receive the last updated claims email?
Yeah. And I'm basically just going to call him Monday and then send him an email. Be like, I sent this to both of your locations' emails. So the fact that you didn't see it is not my fault. He was like, no one's ever told me, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, I know for a fact we have. I know for a fact
that's
told
y'all.
Adults
out there that need to be babied. That y'all don't read. Pisses me off.
Y'all don't read. That's my issue. You don't read. So he was like, because I told him, he's like, if you don't want to file my claim, I just won't use your service and you'll lose my business. And in my head, I'm like, okay. But I didn't say that. But you know, y'all, these people just be acting up. And I mean, he was like, well, don't take this personal. I'm not upset with you. And I'm like, okay, but you're also on my phone.
That. Yeah. Going I hate off. It when they do that.
Yeah. Like, but you call my phone to be pissed off. Right. I don't want to hear that shit. Right. Don't ruin my day.
I literally hate that. I dealt with that a couple months ago where a guy was basically going off, not necessarily like about an issue. There mm-hmm. was no issue. He was just going off because he's an older man. I work for an internet company and he's an internet company that's in a traditional industry. Mm-hmm. So you've got a lot of older people that still just hate us because at the end of the day, they don't want to adapt. They mm-hmm. don't want to accept the fact that billions of people every quarter start what my company deals with on our website. Yeah. Billions of people. Like, and they don't want to accept that. It is what it is. It's 2020. Yeah. Nobody's going in doing the old school looking through a book Mm-mm. for you to help them, Mm-mm. sir. So he going to have make me listen to him for 10 minutes almost. It was like 7.5 minutes, Kirsten. Absolutely shit you not. I was looking at the clock about how I need to have job security and how my girl,
what?
The company is dragging the industry down. And one day it's all going to topple because of
sir.
Us. And so why are you paying us $20,000 a month then?
I don't have anything to say.
I literally was speechless. Like, I'm not speechless very often, but that was literally me. I was like, I'm sorry. I mean,
I don't know what
you want
me to say.
I was like, so do y'all
want to
move forward?
Right. What do you want to do? Because it's not going to change. So take it or leave it, buddy.
Right. He's like, yeah, I want to learn more about it, but I'm just saying, you know, you should look out for yourself in this industry.
Okay. That was the thing. The guy was like, don't take it personal. You know, I really appreciate you being the liaison between us and the corporate areas. And I'm like, I'm technically corporate.
I was going to say, I am the corporate area.
I am corporate, but okay. I really appreciate you. And, you know, I don't want you to take this personal at all because, you know, you've done a lot. You've helped. But I'm just saying, I'm like, but you are taking up 25 minutes of my day for this shit.
For something that's not going to change.
It is not going to change. And at first I said, you know what? We can just give him a little. First I emailed claims. I was like, look, y'all, let's just give it to him. He says he didn't see it, yada, yada, yada. But then I said, hold up. I know I did. I know I sent it. I remember because I got a few phone calls and a few emails after that.
Right after.
Yeah. So I'm like, I know for a fact I sent it. So I said, oh, here's the email. Let me make sure that they were included. Before I say anything, let me make sure that his two emails were included. I said, drop down.
Sure enough.
I said, oh, there's one. There's two. So there's, you got this email twice. And you mean to tell me you didn't notice? Okay. Wait till Monday comes. You wait till Monday. You're just going to be mad and you're going to have to deal with it. And you can call your corporate side and they can call me and I'm going to say, no, I sent that email already. He was aware.
And it is what it is.
It is what it is. It's not my fault if he didn't read it.
It is what it is.
So, oh well. All right.
Do we have a tip of the day? Anything in the email really quick before we do the tip
of
the day?
Honestly, I haven't checked, so let me look.
Y'all been emailing us. If you haven't, please do ask nsfw@gmail.com. You can also follow Kirsten and I on Instagram and on Twitter. I being Deja, am on Instagram at D_Jacklyn, JACKLYN. Kirsten is at JUSSKIRSTIN on Instagram.
Kirsten Wu has my name and it's driving me nuts.
But on Twitter, she's at just Kirsten. T with the T, yes. Kirsten. Okay.
And just Kirsten is ugly, but I need just Kirsten to get the fuck on.
The messenger bullier, cyber bullier.
No, upsie.
I'm just kidding. And then on Twitter, I am at soup, SOUP underscore of the underscore Deja, DEJA.
All right. So for the tip, here we go. I love how I do this. What? Because I think about it right before.
Oh, my goodness.
So here's the tip, y'all. I was explaining to Deja about my little mini anxiety attack that I caused for myself today, right? Honestly, just because I wasn't thinking shit all the way through. Here's the thing. If you guys have goals that you're trying to achieve, before you freak out because it doesn't exactly make sense in your head, think it all the way through. Talk to a few people that are experts or people that have really good knowledge of whatever it is you're trying to do. Talk it to them. Talk with them and let them kind of walk you through it and calm you down so you can figure out if this makes sense for you or not. Today I'm trying to buy an investment property. I've been talking about this for months now. But I also am also trying to buy a regular house for myself and Marlon. That is in our plans for next year. So my thing was the investment property, I don't want it to affect my chances of being able to buy another property next year. Granted, it probably won't, because an investment property is an income producing asset.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm making money off of this, which essentially cancels out the debt, which also essentially erases one of my own personal expenses. So I've got debt that is there that's taken care of, that's on autopilot, and then I've got an expense that can now be on autopilot because I decided to invest in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also have an appreciating asset that in about 3 years is going to net me a good chunk of change. Okay.
I'm excited for you. I really am.
We're going to see.
You're like, I'm just, I don't know if I've told you this, but I'm just looking and watching and observing it and absorbing it all because you're like motivating me. And
you can do it.
I want to go buy property soon. I never really thought about it in detail before, but I'm like, if Kirsten can do it, I can do it. So let me just watch her and she can be my little investor mentor in a few years.
Now, granted, y'all, if I was doing it by myself, I can't do it by myself because I just don't have it. If you can find a partner to do it with you, that is the best option, especially in your first go round. This is technically my first investment property. The house I'm living in now will be my second investment property as of next year. So I will have those two streams of income. Does it make me nervous? Yes, because it's new. But I also have people around me that are willing to help. Like my realtor, this girl is mad helpful, gives me really great advice on a regular basis. Me and her text all the time. We just chat, all that good stuff. So just, it's about finding people that have more knowledge than you that can guide you through. Now, granted, I need to order an audiobook or two about real estate just so I can really be knowledgeable. But I also am the queen of, I got to do it. Because no matter how many books I read, if I don't do it, it really doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you guys,
I'm the same way, honestly.
For real, I can read a book all day long. But so if I don't do it,
what does it matter?
Right. I'd rather do it, read a book at the same time, you know, so that I can apply what I'm reading to whatever it is I'm doing. So, yeah, if y'all have goals, you know, find somebody that can help you. Find somebody that can talk with you. If you don't have enough money for the down payment, find someone to partner with you. That way you guys can go in it together. And then say a year or two down the line, you want to do another refinance, take that money out of that asset, put it into a new asset. That way, that's how you grow your portfolio quicker.
Oh, I can't wait.
I technically refinanced my house, and this is something I learned today. I refinanced my house 6 months ago. There's no limit to the amount of refinances you do. I didn't do a cash out refinance at first, but I can do a cash out refinance next
year.
What's
a cash out refinance?
So essentially, when you refinance your house, most people refinance just for a lower payment. But when you cash out refinance, you take some of that equity out of your house
and they give it to you in a check. Because he was saying we should refinance our house in about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do the cash out, we may have enough equity to get our basement finished.
Exactly.
Got you.
So like
okay.
My house is almost worth double what I paid for it.
So,
I could get a really good chunk of money out of it and either take that. I could pay off my debts.
Mm-hmm.
I could put that to another investment property.
Yeah.
I could put that into a down payment on my own home. All those things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm learning as I go. But I knew about cash out refinance. But my realtor today was like, you should look at a cash out refinance next year. And even with this investment property that we're looking at buying next year or the year after, we could do a cash out refinance, take that money, dump it into the next investment property.
Got you.
So yeah, y'all, just learn, but I'm the queen of, I like to learn as I go. I really do. I can read a book all day long, but if I'm not doing shit with it, it goes in and out 1 year. But yeah, y'all, that's my advice. If you're trying to do something, find somebody that has done it or that is doing it. That way you can learn from them. They may be able to learn from you. You don't know. And take it from there.
Bling, blow, blur.
That's all I've got. And I will talk to y'all. Well, we will talk to y'all.
I was gonna say, damn. When I'm talking.
We'll probably talk to y'all next week, which will be my good old 27th birthday.
Oh, man. We should do a special episode.
We should.
I'll start brainstorming now.
Okay.
It'll be surprises.
Oh, Lord.
I'll have cupcakes.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be my 27th birthday next Friday.
Oh, Kirsten.
I know. This year flew by. My God.
I know.
Yeah, I'm just happy to see 27 Ooh. After the year that this has been. I'm thankful. That's all I can say is I'm thankful. My relationship is the strongest it's ever been. Aww. I've got two great dogs. I'm trying to buy an investment property and buy a house all in a year.
Wow. Kirsten, you're on my Forbes.
I've got a lot going to go.
The Daisy's 30 under 30 list. You're on it, Kirsten.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, I've got a lot going on. And then I'm also trying to help my soon-to-be fiance get his shit off the ground. So we've got a lot going on.
He's getting it.
He is. He's got his own little workshop in my garage now. And
I need him to rehab some chairs because Tyrell ain't done it yet.
He can do that.
Okay.
He can do that. He just made me a coat rack. He made me
ASAP.
Okay. He just made me a coat rack. He's making me shelves for my bathroom right now.
Nice.
We got to get some stain for him. He made them, but I need
Tyrell
to stain them.
Tyrell has quite a bit of stain, too, so.
Okay, I need to do that, and he's probably going to make us some bar stools soon. So, yeah, that boy is happy, so that's all I can ask for. Mm. And, yeah, y'all, that's my little 27th birthday speech for now. Toodles!
Bye, everybody.